A district judge has ruled in favor of a group opposing a planned development on farmland north of Boise. But there are still many more hurdles to overcome before the group can claim victory. Frankie Barnhill has this update.
The Dry Creek Valley Coalition is made up of folks who want to preserve irrigated farmland in the Treasure Valley. To do that, they've mounted an effort to put an $80 million housing development project before voters. The group argues an obscure part of Idaho law allows them to ask the public to weigh in. But according to the Capital Press newspaper, Ada County Clerk Chris Rich rejected their petition to start the referendum this summer. Rich argues they hadn't submitted the paperwork in time. Now a district court judge is forcing Rich to allow the initiative to take place. The Dry Creek Valley Coalition has 180 days to collect around 40,000 signatures, which would trigger a special election. Officials with Boise Hunter Homes, the developer of the project, tell the Capital Press that if the initiative to overturn the project succeeds, it's a threat to property owners across Idaho. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.